In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. We don't have it at St. Michael's, at least we don't have it yet, one of those outdoor, signs that can be, you can change the message on and announce things, and like the stock report, the ticker thing running by this week at St. Michael's. Especially, I think of that because we don't have that, and we don't have the, this week's sermon topic, which I was, as Peter was reading the gospel over, I've been working on it, but so when you hear it, it has an impact, and I was thinking, well, we could have sermon topic this week, The Exorcist. You've seen the movie, now hear the story. Because that probably would just about sum it up as you go over and hear again this interesting, to say the least, gospel passage. So we need to unpack this a bit in the sermon this morning. First of all, in Jesus' healing ministry, and this is a healing story, miracle story, and a healing story, we always encounter in healing both physical and mental illness. That is, treating both seriously and healing both fully and completely. Jesus always treats illness for what it is and heals, no matter if it's a body or a soul. No partial healings of certainly emotional or mental conditions. Today is a full healing. And to just seep over a bit into our healthcare issues, no copays for mental health healings, no deductibles, and no benefits that are more generous for physical conditions and less so for mental health conditions. That's not going to be a sermon about our American healthcare, but as you may know, if you sought to get mental health coverage, counseling, care, it's very difficult under our system. Jesus heals simply and fully, as he does today. And he does so in the context of what was then understood as causes of various conditions that could afflict people, which for physical illness was a variety of environmental triggers, or so it was believed. And for mental illness, it was often ascribed to spirits or demons, which in its own way made sense. If physical illness had something to do with exposure or contamination or sinfulness, something that happened to cause the illness, then mental illness was perhaps brought on by things that could not be seen, that could be imaginary. This is a world in Jesus' time that is full of the belief of gods and demons and spirits, and to the potential for those to cause calamity and disaster and to interfere with human life. So that was what was understood. Jesus isn't so concerned about how they're caused, however, he wants to heal them. No matter what the ailment or condition, Jesus' mastery of the spiritual world affects healing. So we hear that today in this account. This dramatic account that is common to Matthew, Mark, and Luke as well, a dramatic and spectacular restoration, a restoration to send out a man into his own people, to restore him to sound mind. He was long suffering with what we might now diagnose as psychosis or paranoid delusions, yet he is restored. And the Lucan story has all of the telling devices on display that Luke loves to include, especially Luke's themes of reversal, of reversing things, of changing things around 180 degrees. And there are a lot of them in this story. Outside the city becomes inside the city. Living in the tombs and in the cemetery, the man lives in his house at the end. Unclothed and he becomes clothed. Demented and then restored to his right mind, driven to the desert when he is suffering, restored to his people and his family at the end. In addition to the parallels of Luke's devices, he also accomplishes a parallel story that listeners would have understood in their time. That the power of Jesus to save extends to restoring the people of Israel to their own governments. The demon, when addressed, states that his name is Legion, which is a Roman military term. A legion consisted of 6,000 soldiers. Many demons that ruled over daily Jewish life were contained in that cryptic clue, "My name is Legion." The symbol of Roman military might was the boar, the male pig, and Rome's symbol of fertility was a sow nursing piglets. So now we know live pigs are in the story, you see. And Jesus' listeners would have grasped that. Aha, aha. The kingdom of God is coming near. And the kingdom of God, in the context of history, means that it will be brought about on earth. And we will one day see the end of Roman military occupation. But let's get back to our man and the miracle. The turning point in this story, the turning point for the man's healing, actually comes very early in the narrative. Not at the end, but very close to the beginning. At their first encounter, the man addresses Jesus when he first sees him. "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." How does the man know it's Jesus? Who is doing the speaking? Is it the man or the illness? A recognition, even in his illness, despite his delusions, in spite of his confusion, that Jesus can help. Clearly, up to now, nothing else has worked. The isolation, the removal from society forced upon him by his countrymen, the chains, the guards. Nothing else has cured the man because only his symptoms have been addressed, not the cause of his disease, not the reason he is ill. When the man says, "Do not torment me," he is hopeful, yet tired of all that he has been through. The suffering, the rejection, and above all else, the isolation. His forced removal from the community, from his family, home, surroundings. So why should he try again? "Do not torment me one more time. Jesus, nothing else has worked. How can I believe that you can heal me?" Who can blame him if he wanted to be left alone to die? Yet Jesus, the good physician, persists. He knows what is wrong. He knows what the real trouble is. And once that is named, there is a diagnosis. Jesus knows what to do to effect a cure. The power of healing, of intervening from outside the man's existence, the power of naming the disease and acting to heal that disease, that is the essence of all of Jesus' healing miracles. It is really the story of how God works through medicine and therapy in our time to bring about healing. What do we often most want to know when we go to the doctors? What do we often wait for with anticipation for the results of tests? It is a diagnosis, an answer. Because once we know what we are facing, we can work with God to heal. We can work with God to be made whole. It helps bring about the power of God to fill our lives. The door to healing opens in the naming, the diagnosis, the knowledge that helps us heal. What is your name? My name is Legion, because my life is out of control. So this wonderful healing story that teaches us so much about ourselves and our own healings, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, ends with yet another and sadder, at least initially, reversal. The people no longer fear the man. As the writing puts it, as Luke reminds us, the people are now seized with great fear for Jesus. So much so that they ask him to leave. No asking him to stay and heal others, no wanting to continue the conversation, and no gratitude for how much he has done to help the community. Jesus, too much change, too much miracle. We can't comprehend this. It's too fast. It's too sudden. The man that we had chained and in that cemetery is now sitting here with his clothes on, making perfect sense. And this does not make sense to us. So would you please just get back on the boat and leave town? So he goes to leave. But the story ends with a note of hope for the man's future and for ours. The healed and restored man takes Jesus' advice and stays where he has lived, in that community, as a sign of what can be done in the name of God and through the power of God. And he stays to tell all that Jesus had done for him, which was to give him back his own life. Is that not the greatest healing that anyone could hope for? Is that not the healing that we need, not only in our lives, in our communities, in our nations, to give people back the life that they have hoped for? So the story ends with that note of hope, and for ours as well, that the love of God is there for us to give back to us our lives, made whole by being restored to community, the community that we need to thrive in and to live, made whole and restored in Jesus, who is the healing power of God to save. May that healing be our healing. May it be our nation's healing. May it be the world's healing. And may we know that to be true in our hearts and minds, for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.